It's that time again. The old year is fading, and across the country, millions of Americans prepare to greet the new one. There will be many types of festivities, parties, champagne, fireworks, and of course, where would we be without those dreaded resolutions? We wondered what people throughout history used to do at this time of year, how they cast their eyes back on the passing year and looked forward to the new one. So here's a sampling of diaries from long ago. On New Year's Eve, 1660, the great English observer Samuel Pepys was taking stock.
I suppose myself to be worth about £500 clear in the world, and my goods of my house my own, and what is coming to me from Brampton when my father dies, which God defer. But my greatest trouble is that I have for this last half year been a very great spendthrift in all manner of respects, that I am afeard to cast up my accounts, and though I hope I am worth what I say above, but I will cast them up very shortly. I've taken a solemn oath about abstaining from plays and wine, which I'm resolved to keep according to the letter of the oath, which I keep by me.
Martha Ballard was a midwife in Hallowell, Maine, from 1785 until 1812. On December 30th, 1787, she had trampled through an icy river to reach a patient in the late stages of labor. Then, having delivered the child safely, Martha returned home on New Year's Eve.
Clear. I made a fire and het my feet, then went to bed and lay till 10, then rose, and feel much better than my fears. In this year, 1787, I have extracted 12 sons and 15 daughters, been called to 7 women, which were delivered before my arrival. Now 1787 is ended. It happy is, if we are mended. God grant, if not, we may be.
The explorer, Meriwether Lewis, also had to deliver, though in a different way. He and his partner William Clark were charged by President Thomas Jefferson with forging a new trade route across the country, all the way to the Pacific Ocean. Lewis and Clark set out in December of 1803. Here's Lewis's diary entry from January 1, 1806, when the team had made it to Oregon.
This morning I was awoke at an early hour by the discharge of a volley of small arms, which were fired by our party in front of our quarters to usher in the new year. This was the only mark of respect which we had it in our power to pay this celebrated day. Our repast of this day, though better than that of Christmas, consisted principally in the anticipation of the first day of January 1807, when in the bosom of our friends we hoped to participate in the mirth and hilarity of the day, and when with the zest given by the recollection of the present, we shall completely, both mentally and corporally, enjoy the repast which the hand of civilization has prepared for us. At present, we were content with eating our boiled elk and wapato, and solacing our thirst with our only beverage, pure water.
Diary entries by Meriwether Lewis, Martha Ballard, and Samuel Pepys, marking the end of the old year and the beginning of the new.